Hello, it's another beautiful day here in Berkshire. This is Jill Wigmore Welsh, and I'm just recording another lesson for you. It's been a while since I recorded a lesson, and I thought it was time to try to get back on track with these. I had one or two comments recently. I'm looking after some people who work in the IT industry, and I've had one or two comments recently. People are terribly stressed. It seems they're really stressed over what's happening in terms of the economic situation. And sometimes it can be that that stress is leading over to them working very long hours. So I thought I'd do this recording just to introduce people to a way of being more aware of the contact that you're making with yourself, the chair, and the table in front of you. So as you're listening to this lesson, you'll be doing this lesson sitting at your desk at work. And as you're doing this lesson, I had some feedback recently that people said that maybe some of the breaks in the lessons were a bit too short for them. So if you want to take a slightly longer break, then all you need to do is just to stop the recording for a few moments, maybe if you want to be a little more mindful, to go inside yourself and sense and feel more effectively what's going on. So have the laptop or headphones or whatever, however you're listening to this, have it positioned so that you can, if you want, just reach out and spend a few more moments on those rest phases. So as you're sitting, just allow yourself to bring your attention to the soles of your feet. You might want to think about whether or not you want to leave your shoes on or off to do the lesson. It's really up to you. If you want to take them off, you can stop the recording and you can take your shoes off and then you can carry on again. Bring your attention to the soles of your feet and just notice as you're sitting here how you'd normally sit. And even as I said to you, sit on the chair. It might be that what's happened is that you've begun to realize that this isn't the way you'd normally sit. And years ago, I used to work a lot in occupational health. I used to go out into companies and oftentimes I used to actually go out onto the shop floor, as it were, and be there with people who were sitting at their desks working. And as soon as I walked in the door, people would be going, "Oh, Jill's here, quick, oh, sit up properly." What's important is to actually sit how you sit. So maybe it might even be you need to switch the recording off and go, okay, right, well, I'll go back and I'll do a bit more work. And I'll just forget about this idea of doing the lesson. Leave it till later on. But while you're sitting there, just working away, you can just ask yourself, well, how am I sitting at the moment? I'm starting to get really engrossed into this piece of work here. I've got this report I've got to write. I've got 100 emails that are in that inbox. I've got a meeting I've got to prepare for. How am I sitting here? What am I doing? Am I leaning over the desk? Are you leaning to the right? Are you leaning to the left? Which hand are you using the mouse in? Are you resting on the desk? This is an interesting one because how much weight are you taking on the desk? Just start to notice. Just start to notice what it is that you do. And as you start to notice, let's say that you start to bring your attention back to those feet. And some of the things that you might notice are maybe you like to tuck your feet underneath you on the chair. I don't know. Maybe you like to cross your legs. I've even seen it that people like to push their chair back from the desk and sit with their feet up on the desk when the boss isn't around and they just put their chair back. So, how is it that you let your feet rest during the day? Let's spend a few moments just literally spending a bit more time on thinking about this position of your legs and feet. And as you're thinking about your legs and feet, notice if the weight is resting slightly onto the inside or the front or the back of the feet. And also, as the weight is going down through your legs and into your feet, how much muscle tension can you feel? And some of us inside of ourselves have a very good ability to sense and feel what's going on, and that's known as being kinesthetic. We say someone's very good at internal kinesthetics, if they're able to sense and feel what's going on inside themselves. So, what are your internal kinesthetics like? What is your ability to sense and feel what's happening with your legs? And as you have your feet resting there, and as I say, you can turn this off and come back to it. Just think about where the pressuring is, whether you've got your feet twisted to the side, whether your heels of your shoes are not resting on your feet, whether you've got your laces done up tight, whether your shoes feel a little bit as if they're squeezing your toes. I don't know. Imagine what it would be like to be sitting here. And as you sit, just begin to start to allow your feet just to rest completely on the floor. So the heels are on the floor and the toes. If you've got heels on your shoes, you don't, as I say, you don't need to take your shoes off, but you can just allow yourself just to let both the heel and the toe on both feet rest on the floor. And as you do that, just thinking of putting your feet maybe close together, bring them in close together, right next to each other, so your feet are just resting close to each other. And notice what it feels like on your inner thighs. Notice what it feels like around your knees. If you have those feet close together, hips and knees at 90 degrees is the saying. So as you're sitting in your wonderful ergonomically designed chair, or maybe not your ergonomically designed chair, it's surprising how many of the people who I work with seem to work from home and sit on the settee or the sofa or an armchair or a deck chair or whatever it may be, and they're not at this beautifully ergonomically designed workstation. They're sitting somewhere. It might be you're outside. I don't know. Your office might be indoors, it might be outdoors, but bring those feet together and just notice what it feels like to put those feet together. Are you a feet together, knees apart person? Are you a knees together, feet apart together person? And just let that all go and just put your feet wherever you want your feet to be. And notice where that feels. Where do they want to be? Does one foot want to be in front of the other foot? Do they want to go back tucked under the chair? Just begin to notice where those feet like to be when you're working. You're sitting down, they might even be stretched out in front of you with your legs crossed. If you're sitting in a very low chair, you might find that you have a habit of twisting them in a certain way. If you're sitting in a high chair, you might find your feet can't even go flat on the floor. So just start to notice what feels comfortable and what feels right for you. And then begin to bring your feet a bit further apart now. So come back and actually consciously make a choice that you're now going to put your feet maybe further apart than your knees are. And this is a position that I see people sitting in as well, knees together, feet apart, and they have their weight on the inside of the foot. Just feel up what that feels like. What does it feel like to put your knees together and your feet apart? With your hips and knees bent to around 90 degrees. So you might have to move if you're sitting down. It might be impossible to put your feet flat on the floor and put the feet apart if you're sitting in the armchair. I don't know. Be interesting to know from some feedback when you do this lesson whereabouts you were doing it. If you were sitting in a old-fashioned deck chair on a boat, or if you were sitting on an aeroplane, how would your feet be if you were on an aeroplane, you're traveling. What would it be like? How do you rest those feet on the floor when you sit down? What's your common and habitual way to do it? Okay, so just leave that now and just go back to how you want your feet to be. And now that you're resting your feet how they want to be, just notice where that is. Just draw your attention to the sole. Right down to the sole, not inside your sole, although you can do that as well if you want. But right down to the sole of your right foot. Notice how much weight there is on that foot. Notice how much weight there is on the right side of your pelvis. And what about coming over to that left foot? Draw your attention now to the sole of the foot here. The left side of your pelvis. How does the left and the right side of your pelvis compare? Can you notice if there's any difference in the weight? Try and have a go at just doing this without wriggling around and going, yeah, that's me going one way and that's me going the other way. Just close your eyes maybe and go inside yourself. Some people it's easier if you close your eyes. That's right, and just sense and notice and feel the contact again. And as you're sensing and noticing and feeling this contact, you can also notice if there's any tension, and you can choose if you want just to make that tension a little bit more. Just tense it up. And then just let it go. And as you're sitting working during the day, as you're engrossed in that job that you're doing, or you're sitting having a conversation, just notice what's going on with your legs and feet. Just flick your attention across and notice what you're doing with your legs and feet. Notice the tensioning, maybe the weight that's taking place on one side to the other side. And begin to use these lessons just to increase your sense of what it is that you do rather than wanting to always change what you do. It's nice to think that we can always change if we want to. And it's also useful sometimes to notice how it is that the clothes we wear can sometimes get in the way of us being able to completely relax. It might be at home, you can wear some, I don't know, loose cotton trousers or stretchy fabric trousers or shorts or something similar. And at work you might be dressed in a suit, you might be in a skirt that's quite constraining. You might be wearing something that's a little bit holding, that's not allowing you just to be completely free and relaxed. And this is interesting because this sort of touches a little bit onto sort of authenticity and who we are and how much it is that maybe sometimes when we're at work, we're having to fit in with the social group and the social norm and put on special clothes. And those clothes can also be quite restrictive. So just notice how those shoes that you're wearing, if it's a work day, what are they actually doing to your feet? Can your feet really relax? Are they spreading out? And as I say, just use this as an opportunity just to notice what it feels like. Would you choose to wear the shoes that you've got on now? If you were, say, on holiday, you might be wearing flip-flops or Birkenstocks or something similar, and you might be sitting there right now going, yes, these are lovely comfy shoes. But you might be wearing tight lace-ups or buckles or boots. It might be that you're wearing nursing clogs, I don't know. But whatever it is, notice, how do these shoes fit your foot? Does it feel comfortable? Does it feel constraining? Does it feel as if it's squeezing and squashing you into something that you're not? Maybe they're safety shoes. You've got to wear great big metal toes on the front of your shoes to stop your feet from getting compressed if you drop something. Or are you wearing Wellington boots? Whatever it is, notice. And if you did take your shoes off at the beginning of the lesson, Then now, as we come to the end of the lesson, it's time to put those back on and get on with your day. Thank you for listening. And if you want to know more, then please do get in touch. It'd be lovely to hear from you.